Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
Shining at the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it begins.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. This is episode number 185, recorded from the De Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island. I'm your host, Gary, joined by...
Talk right there.
Joined by my daughter, Yergina. Can you say hi?
Hi.
What show is this? What is this?
Por Favor Podcast.
Por Favor Podcast?
Por Favor Podcast.
Good job, honey. How old are you?
2.5.
And do you like being on the podcast?
No.
No? Why not?
Because I love something not the podcast.
You love something that's not the podcast?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing?
Those guys.
You like the wrestlers?
Yeah.
That's your favorite thing to do?
I want...
Well, you have to talk to the podcast. There's going to be people listening. What do you want to say to everybody?
They in there?
Yeah, they're in the microphone. You have to tell them. Tell them what your favorite Disney princess is.
Little Mermaid and Tangled.
And then what's your favorite song?
Tangled.
Which one?
Wandered.
Wandering?
No. I had a dream.
Yeah, how does it go?
I had a dream. She's had a dream.
And I ain't and cruel as vicious as I
seen. And that was the podcast.
You're all done with the podcast?
Yes.
You don't want to be on anymore?
No.
Who else do you like? What other Disney people do
I
you like?
That.
What park do you like? Do you like Epcot?
Yeah. I want that football now.
The football.
Who is that purple?
What rides do you want to go on at Disney World?
Maybe that.
That one? You have to say what it is.
That one.
That one? What is it? The castle? You want to see the castle?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. What else do you want to see? How about...
I see Rapunzel's castle.
You see Rapunzel's castle?
Right there.
Oh, wow. Can you sing a song for everybody? There's a great big...
beautiful tomorrow.
Shining at the end of every
day.
There's a great big
beautiful tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
Who's down there?
All the listeners. Say hi, listeners.
Hi, listeners.
Say, it's fun to be on the podcast.
It's fun to be on the podcast. They don't hear me.
They can hear you.
They're not hearing me now.
They can hear... Well, they'll hear you next week when I put it on the internet.
Put on internet?
Yeah, does that sound good?
They hear me?
You want people to hear you?
Yeah.
What do you want to tell them?
I don't want to talk to them anymore.
You don't?
No.
You want to say bye to everyone?
Bye!
Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
All right, that actually went a lot better than I was expecting. I got over 3 minutes of... a decent interview with a 2.5-year-old. Not too bad for episode 185. As you could probably tell, Por Favor Mike still unavailable to record, dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. He survived it. He went through it well. Only lost power for about a day. But I know there's a lot to do in its aftermath. So he's taking this week off. Next week he'll be actually... live in the studio in Westerly, and we're going to be joined by a guest to talk about the hurricane and what its impact on Disney World was, because we have a guest coming on who was there on his trip during the hurricane, so I won't spoil that too much, so we're not going to talk a lot about it this week, but I guess before I take a break here and get into the meat of the episode, I will introduce my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week, and this is the... Thimble Island Brewing Company Coffee Stout, brewed in Branford, Connecticut. Let's see, alcohol content on this one doesn't say. Oh, 6% stout brewed with coffee. That's all it says. Simple label. Has like a shipyard and a lighthouse on the cover. Some docks. Looks good. Let's take a sip. This is my first sip right here. Really nice. I like that one a lot. Reminds me of the Mayflower Porter that I love very much. So this is a good one. I'll be enjoying this throughout the episode. I guess with that being said, thanks to Jurgina for joining me in the first segment of the podcast, and we'll come back and get right into the meat of the episode after this. Okay, we're back from break, or I'm back from break, I should say, because I'm here by myself for episode 185 of the Por Favor podcast. And this week, I'm going to do a quick and dirty trip preview of my trip coming up at the end of October and early November, going down with my parents, and then my sisters are coming later in the trip. My wife and kids will not be coming, so it's an adults-only trip. Por favor, Mike, as of right now, says he's going to join us for the whole trip, but we never know with Mike. His plans are ever-changing and nebulous, but hopefully he'll be there for the majority of the trip. But we've hinted at it many times throughout the last few months, really, on the podcast, but this will be the official trip preview, and like I said, just going to be some simple things we'll talk about, some dining reservations, some fast passes, talk a little bit about what things I would like to do. Hopefully it all works out and I get to do some things outside the parks that I've been excited about and been wanting to do for a while, so this will be a good opportunity to do that. It's actually quite the long trip. We're leaving on October 31st, Halloween. Early flight out of TF Green in Rhode Island down to MCO, and we should be at the resort, I think, by about 10 o'clock. I think the flight's at 6, about a three-hour flight or so, a little over 3 hours, Magical Express, so 10:30 at the resort, which when we booked the trip, actually quite a ways out, we booked it, and there were no rooms available at Moderates, which is strange, except now, looking at it, with Coronado and Caribbean Beach undergoing so much refurbishment, that could have been a reason that just a lot of rooms are closed for refurb. So we were unable to get a Moderate, and we were also unable to get Pop Century. And the last option that we had were the All-Star Resorts, and we settled on All-Star Music, which I know on this show we've given the All-Stars a little bit of grief from time to time, and some of it's probably deserved, some not. It's more of a running gag that we have. But I'm actually excited. I've been watching some YouTube walkthroughs of All-Star Music. The grounds look nice. Obviously, it's the same setup as Pop with the giant icons at the ends of the buildings, and it's themed to music. So there's a rock and roll section, a country section, a jazz section, a Calypso section, and a Broadway section. I think that's all of them. And the pool is in the Calypso section, the main pool, and it has the Three Caballeros right in the middle, which is very exciting because I'm a big fan of the Three Caballeros and Donald Duck in general. So that is a good thing. I'm happy about that. I'm excited to check out that pool. The one thing I'm not super excited about, which Pop Century, I've stayed there more than any other resort, And I really like their food court, especially for breakfast or a late snack. But looking at the menu at All Star Music at their food court looks kind of not great. They basically have burgers and pizza and pasta. They didn't seem like they had really anything, any specialty things, anything unique, just kind of general fare. But probably won't be eating there more than maybe once or twice for a snack, and definitely won't go out of my way to have a meal there like I might at Pop Century or even Art of Animation or some other moderates where the food courts are pretty unique or have at least some unique offerings. I remember Caribbean Beach had a lot of really good unique offerings when we stayed there. I know the Port Orleans resorts have some really nice themed offerings as well. Coronado Springs, same thing. But All Star Music doesn't really have anything that jumps out at me. But that being said, I'm sure the rooms are nice and the theming will be good, everything like that. And apparently, which I didn't know until I looked into it, they now have, they don't share the buses amongst the All-Star resorts anymore. That's probably been going on for a while and I didn't realize, but each resort has its own bus. So that's a nice thing, because that was one of the shots against the All-Stars, is that you had to share a bus with everybody. And that's not ideal, obviously. With having three resorts crammed onto one bus, those lines can get quite long. But it looks like that's changed, and they each have their own bus. But I could be completely wrong about that. That's what I've heard, and hopefully it is true, because that would be a good change for sure. So I have the All-Star Music Intermission Food Court lunch and dinner menu from March 2017. So this is a few months old now, but gives you an idea of some of the things they have. soup and salads. They have some different just general salads and soups. Clam chowder, chicken orzo soup, tomato basil soup. So decent choices of soups. Like I said, they have a pizza stand. So they have pepperoni pizza, vegetable pizza, Italian sandwich. That's pretty much it, and breadsticks with marinara sauce. So that's kind of general, nothing really jumps out at you. Then the entrees, they're saying they have a grilled steak sandwich, a chicken quesadilla, a beef and blue focaccia, a turkey and monster focaccia, a Cajun mahi sandwich. That actually sounds pretty good. It says lunch only for that. Barbecue pork sandwich, grilled chicken sandwich, chicken nuggets, vegetable burger, create your own burger, create your own hot dog. Again, a couple of sandwiches sound okay. The beef and blue, the turkey sandwich on the focaccia bread sounds okay. Nothing really too crazy. And they have some wraps, chili cheese fries, and that's really about it. And then they have a kids menu as well. So there's not a whole lot on there except for the dinner. So this is only dinner, not at lunch. They have a baked chicken, a roast turkey, London broil, salmon, roast pork, pepper steak, chicken pot pie, lasagna, just general stuff. Again, nothing bad. Like, it's not like I would avoid it. There's just things I would rather try while there. But if I had to, if I was forced to eat there, I'm sure I'd find something I would want and something I would enjoy. I'm just not going to seek it out. As far as breakfast goes, it's basically the same everywhere. I'm not going to really go through everything, except they do have a chicken biscuit, which sounds good, with bacon, maple butter, and tater tots. That sounds like a pretty good breakfast. Probably try that one time. Steak and eggs, biscuits and gravy, breakfast bowl, breakfast flatbread. So nothing, again, nothing crazy, but doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that. I am interested, though. I know recently at the All-Star Movies, there's been rumors of their secret menu, where you can ask for the secret menu and they give you a viewfinder, and they have that like cinnamon bun hamburger and poutine fries or something like that, like some interesting options. So maybe in the next month or so, maybe All Star Music will have some kind of secret menu, and maybe there'll be a reason to check out that food court. But I'll keep you certainly updated on that. Like I said, our trip starts on October 31st, and we're staying right through till November 7th, a Tuesday. So Tuesday through Tuesday, leaving early, coming home late. So that's good. It's basically 8 days at the park, which is a lot. I haven't done that many since my honeymoon, actually, when I went after we got married. We stayed for 10 nights, and we didn't go to the park every day, but we did stay for quite a long time. I'm just pulling up my itinerary here on my Disney experience so I can get some of my options that are going on. The first thing we have some fast passes for Hollywood Studios on Halloween, the day we arrive, and picked out just a few attractions: Tower of Terror, Toy Story Mania, Star Tours. We'll see if we even use them. We'll definitely use Tower of Terror. The other ones are hit or miss. We're just kind of filling up. But then at 6:55, we have a dinner reservation at a place I have not been to, and I've heard good things about from Por Favor Mike, among others. And this is at Mama Melrose. And let's see. What do we have here? The interior looks really cool. It's themed after like a California Italian restaurant. And I don't think I can go for any other option except for that charred strip steak. It just sounds so good. Four cheese macaroni with pancetta, aged balsamic shallot butter, and a Chianti wine reduction on this strip steak. Sounds really good. I'm probably going to go with that. A good way to start off the trip, but we'll see. I can be convinced, because there sounds like there's some other good things, like the seafood chipino sounds pretty good. Even the wood-grilled chicken and penne. Penne alla vodka, one of my favorite types of pasta. So there's a lot of good options here if you're in the mood for an Italian meal. And it looks like a good way to start it off. Even the appetizers sound good. Crispy calamari, rosemary chicken flatbread, carne d'Italia, which has pepperoni, house-made sausage, pancetta, and spicy marinara on a flatbread, oak-fired mussels, a mushroom flatbread, a margarita flatbread, mozzarella with tomatoes and sweet basil, like a caprese salad, some good appetizers, some really nice entrees, and then traditional Italian desserts like a cannoli, a gelato, a tiramisu. A lot of good options there. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, how the day goes along, but definitely some good things to choose from at Mama Melrose. I'm excited to try it out again, go to Hollywood Studios. I do have a just a regular ticket, but I'm probably going to upgrade to a park hopper. That way I can check out Epcot and the food and wine going on whenever I want. So maybe we'll go right to Epcot when we get there and have lunch at the Food and Wine Festival, try a few little options, and then walk over or take the boat over to Hollywood Studios early afternoon, go on Tower of Terror, and then have dinner at Mama Melrose to close out the night and see where the night takes us. So that's a good option for the first day, arrival day. Then we're on to Wednesday, November 1st, and what a way to start off your first full day. We're going to Kona. Kona Cafe for breakfast. 10 a.m. breakfast reservation. So we're not too worried about rope drop and all that kind of stuff. But we are going to hit up Kona Cafe, another place that I've heard only good things and that I have not been to. And we have some good options there. Many people, of course, no, the Tonga toast, and then the pancakes with the macadamia nut butter and pineapple sauce sounds really good. And then the Loco Moco, which is something that I'm probably going to have to go with, even though I love Tonga toast, or at least the versions I've made at home. The Loco Moco, this sounds great. The traditional island brunch staple, which features grilled hamburger over a bed of rice with house-made chorizo gravy, two eggs any style, and topped with a tomato salsa. It sounds so good. For breakfast, good way to start off your day, definitely. But there's a lot of good options on that menu at Kona Cafe, So nice breakfast at Kona. Head over to Magic Kingdom. So we'll be at the Polynesian already. Head to the Magic Kingdom and check out the festivities there. I believe they will still have a Halloween party on November 1st. So I don't expect them to have changed over all their decorations to Christmas immediately. I know they... Last year when I went around this time, I think it was the second or third and we went, and it was almost fully decked out in Christmas at Magic Kingdom. This time I don't expect that initially. I'm sure it will convert over at some point during my trip because we're leaving on the 7th. And I think the first Christmas party starts sometime not long after that. But we have fast passes for Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain, and Jungle Cruise on our Magic Kingdom day. And it does say there is a special ticketed event from 7 to midnight, and I believe that's the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. So that's going on. So it'll be a short day at Magic Kingdom, maybe hop over to Animal Kingdom or Epcot again. I'll probably end up at Epcot quite often on this trip, but on Thursday, November 2nd, this is the Epcot day. We have plans at Epcot the whole time. Spaceship Earth, Living with the Land, and Soarin'. Good options there, obviously. All three fast passes. Just kind of taking in all of what Epcot has to offer. I love Food and Wine. Love just hanging around Epcot. Even just Future World, just sitting there listening to area music and taking in the day is always a good thing. But then at night, so this is when my sisters are supposed to be coming in late on that Thursday to join us. So they're not there initially, but they'll be there Thursday night. And we have a late reservation at Disney Springs at Art Smith's Homecoming, which, as you know, if you've listened to this show, it's been on my list for a while. That fried chicken, which obviously I have to get. There's nothing else I could even think about. I have to get that fried chicken, probably with the donuts, because why not? Two pieces of Chef Art Smith's famous fried chicken served with house-made sugar donuts and creamy mashed potatoes. That sounds so good. Everything sounds good. I would love to try all of the entrees, as there's only about seven of them anyway. Grouper, catfish, shrimp and grits, hanger steak, barbecue pork plate. His regular fried chicken served with cheddar biscuits and potatoes, and then his chicken and donuts. So those are the two fried chicken options. And there's all these amazing sides. Iron skillet sweet potatoes with caramelized cane sugar, cheddar cheese drop biscuits, mac and cheese, cucumber salad, southern slaw, grits, potato salad, all this good stuff. Appetizers look pretty good too. They have the Jasper board, which has pimento cheese, shaved country and tasso ham, smoked fish dip, bread and butter pickles, candied pecans, and buttermilk crackers. That sounds really good. Deviled eggs, hush puppies, ham and jam, which is drop biscuits layered with pimento cheese, ham, tasso ham, country ham, and blackberry fig jam. Sounds okay. I don't know if it's something I would order. If it was like a buffet, I would try it, but I don't know if I want to order that because I don't know if I'd like the blackberry fig jam on there. They even have a shrimp cocktail on the menu. They have sandwiches and then the entree. So there's plenty of good options at Art Smith. Very much looking forward to checking that out. So that'll be the first big family meal that we get to once my sisters are on property with us. Hopefully the flight all goes without any hitch and they can they get right there and join us for the reservation. Because if they're late, I'm going in without them. I don't really care. I'm not waiting and I'm not missing out on it. On to Friday, November 3rd. We don't really have anything planned set in stone there. I have Hollywood Studios for fast passes just to get something. Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, and the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. Not that you really need a fast pass for that. And do that during the day. But then we have a dinner reservation at Liberty Tree at Magic Kingdom for that evening. And I haven't been there in a long time. I know now the dinner is family style. And it's sounds pretty good. It's got the salad, the Patriots platter, which has roast turkey, pot roast, pork roast, mashed potatoes, vegetables, stuffing, and house-made mac and cheese. And then you get this ooey-gooey toffee cake for dessert, which sounds pretty good. Vanilla cake with gooey toffee filling, caramel sauce, and vanilla ice cream. Sounds good to me. I'm not going to turn that down. And I completely forgot about this, that now there you can get alcohol at more restaurants at Magic Kingdom. So it's showing beer and sparkling wine, cocktails and stuff on the menu. Very interesting. Might have to have a Sam Adams, which they have on draft, with the Patriot platter at Liberty Tree. Very patriotic meal indeed, that would be. Moving on, again, just trying to go through this quick, not really going over everything that we have planned, just some of the stuff on my Disney experience that I'm looking at here. Saturday's a big day that I'm excited about because it's my first planned day at Animal Kingdom since Pandora has opened. And we do have a fast pass for Flight of Passage at 4:35. At Animal Kingdom on that Saturday. Very excited about that. Expedition Everest as well, and then Rivers of Light, which I haven't seen either. So I want to check all that out. I want to see Pandora during the day, Pandora at night, Rivers of Light. I love the Tree of Life Awakening. I want to see that again. I love Animal Kingdom, and I'm excited to see its newest addition and check out the attractions there and everything about it. The Satouli Canteen, I definitely want to try that. That's going to be probably my breakfast and dinner there that day, because I know the breakfast is supposed to be really good, and the dinner looks phenomenal as well. I've heard so many people say it's bar none the best quick service on property now, and they said the breakfast is fantastic. So I'm excited to try that for sure. I want to have one of those bowls of filth at Satouli Canteen. Nomad Lounge is on the agenda. Hang out there for a while. Just take it all in. Animal Kingdom, I love it so much. I can't wait to go. That probably won't be my first time there, because if I have the park hopper, I might check it out one other day, either before or after some of my other plans. Just hop over there. But this is my planned full day at Animal Kingdom for sure. Then on Sunday, Magic Kingdom is on the agenda. Again, nothing planned as far as a meal. So we'll just kind of do either quick serve or whatever we can get for a sit down those days. But we have a Seven Dwarf Mine Train, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Big Thunder Mountain fast pass for those days. Monday is the 6th. We're going to Epcot. That'll be a big food and wine day. We're going to probably spend the whole day there with everybody. That'll be the first time everybody on the trip will be at Epcot. And we're going to do Test Track, Living with the Land and Spaceship Earth as of right now. And then on our departure day, we'll check out and go to Animal Kingdom one last time. I was able to get the Navi River Journey fast pass for that day. And again, Expedition Everest and the Safari as well on our departure day, because we have a late flight. So we'll be spending most of the day at Animal Kingdom. Then we'll hop back on the Magical Express and get back to the airport and arrive home late Tuesday night back to Rhode Island and to reality. So those are the plans. Those are the ones that are set on the agenda. Those things we have, the reservations and the fast pass, which obviously all those things can be changed. But those are pretty much the, that's what we're looking at anyway, as of right now. Some of the things I want to do that I didn't mention in those plans is hit up some of the lounges, some of the new lounges and some that I haven't been to. I want to go to the, what's that place? The place in the Wilderness Lodge the new bar and quick serve they opened. I want to check that out for sure. The Territory Lounge, which is a pub slash lounge. They have some little small plates and draft beers and good things on tap. So that's something I definitely want to try. Hang out there. I'm sure it won't take too much convincing Por Favor Mike to hang out with me at a lounge at a resort. So that'll be something we'll definitely check out. Like I said, the Nomad Lounge is on the list for sure. I do want to go to the wine bar at the Italian Pavilion at Epcot. Sorry, I'm scrolling for it here. Where are we? The wine cellar. Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar, which has some nice little appetizers and drinks as well. Let's see. Full selection of beers and wines. So, not a wine drinker, but I was looking at some pictures of that lounge, and it looks really nice. So, I will definitely like to check that out. Maybe this Italian margarita sounds good. It's tequila, limoncello, and fresh lime juice for margarita. That sounds really nice, actually. Italian martini, which would be good as well. So maybe a cocktail, maybe a draft beer. They have some Italian beers on tap and then some domestics as well. But that might be a place that I check out that I've never been to, the Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar. Again, Hollywood Studios, there's not really anything that I need to check out that I haven't done. I'll probably go in Pizza Rizzo. I'm not going to eat there. Maybe I'll grab a beer and sit up on the balcony and check out Pizza Rizzo because I'm such a big Muppet fan. I don't know if it's worth even grabbing the beer there or not, or just walking through maybe. That new restaurant that's supposed to be opening this fall, hopefully, maybe it'll open up by the time I'm there. I'd be lucky. That tap room that they're opening up right near the Muppets on Grand Avenue, the newly renamed Grand Avenue. Some kind of brew pub, tap room kind of restaurant. I haven't really seen any menu or anything like that, but if it just opens and we're able to check it out, that's something I'd love to see as well. Can't really think of anything else that is jumping out at me. There's a few irons in the fire. I know Mike is a big breakfast guy, so if he's up there with us for this whole trip, him and I may check out a buffet or a sit-down breakfast at one of the resorts before we go to a park on one of those mornings, an early morning. And if anyone else wants to join us on our trip, obviously, they're more than welcome. But pretty much everyone else is a late riser, and they don't really care about grabbing a breakfast. So Mike and I will be the breakfast brothers, and we'll go grab something and check out maybe a breakfast spot that Mike hasn't tried yet, and we'll give a review on that for sure as well. Can't think of anything else, but I'm very excited about the trip. I love, you know what? I forgot about, there is other things because I'm not thinking of Disney Springs. I want to go to the Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar. I want to hang out at Disney Springs for a good portion of one evening at least, if not more than that, because there's so much more to do. There's so many new food spots and little kiosks to grab a snack and good places to get a drink. So that's something I'd like to do as well. One of the either late afternoon or early evenings, scoot out of the park for a little while and head over to Disney Springs and check out some of the offerings there. So that's something that is on the on my list of things to do. And you know, the best laid plans of mice and men, I always think of these things and then end up in the park all day, but I don't want to do that necessarily this trip. I'm going to be there a lot of days, so I don't need to spend 12 hours in the park every day. You know, there'll be a day that I spend all day at Epcot, a day I spend all day at Animal Kingdom, but Magic Kingdom, I can come and go. Same thing with Hollywood Studios. I'm not tied down to those places, and there's other things to do and ways to enjoy. And as Mike says, a lot on the podcast. The best thing about going to Disney and these trips is the memories that you make. And it sounds cheesy, but it's true. And you're not really going to go back in 5 years and look back and say, oh, remember that time we went on Test Track? We're going to say, oh, remember that time we were all sitting around at the Nomad Lounge and talking and laughing for an hour and having drinks. That's the stuff you remember. So those are the kind of things that I'm looking forward to doing on this trip, and just checking some of the new things out at Animal Kingdom and seeing what Hollywood Studios looks like now that it's basically closed. There's really not a whole lot to do there, but it's still a park that my family loves, and Tower of Terror is still one of the best rides on property, so it's worth going to with a park hopper and on multiple days, obviously. If we were only there for 4 days, I probably would skip it entirely, but being there for 7, 8 days definitely will be on the list for at least once or twice. I don't have anything else. It's going to be a little bit shorter than a normal episode, but I'm also here by myself, and it's trying to bounce ideas. Usually reading a menu takes a lot longer when you have Mike drooling over every entree option, which is a good way to eat up time, but I don't have any of that. I don't have that advantage right now. Like I said, Mike's still recovering from the hurricane, and next week we will have a hurricane-centric episode, which I'm sure a lot of podcasts will be doing in the next week or two, and I guess we'll be no different in that regard. On that note, I'm going to go to my second break, and I'll come back and wrap everything up right after this.
What do you want me to do, dress a dragon, do the hula? Wow! If you're hungry for a hunk of fat and juicy meat, eat my buddy Pumbo here because he ends the treat. Coming down a dine, honest tasty swine, all you have to do is get in line. Ah, you ache it?
Yup, yup, yup.
For some bacon?
Yup, yup, yup.
He's a big pig.
Yup, yup.
You can be a big pig too.
All right, I'm back from break. That was episode 185 of the Por Favor podcast. Like I said, just a basic trip preview for my trip in early November. Very excited about this. I hope Mike's able to join us for the majority of the trip. I know he's planning on it, but a lot of unforeseen things have happened. Obviously with the hurricane, so missing work for that and other things coming up in his life, where hopefully he can get the time off of work and come hang out with us at the All-Star Resorts and at the parks and go eat some filth at Food and Wine, which I didn't even get into on this week. So obviously that's going to be a big part of it, and the concerts and all that stuff. So if you listen to our Food and Wine food preview and our music previews, then you know that there's a whole lot that we're going to get into at Epcot during those days. And the other parks kind of take a backseat. Most excited for Epcot. Second is Animal Kingdom. And then after that, Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios kind of just fall in line. I love Magic Kingdom, don't get me wrong. But if I could only go to one, it would be Epcot. And then if I could only go to two, Animal Kingdom would definitely be the second on my list. And then Magic Kingdom. And then a distant fourth is Hollywood Studios. And I imagine for me, it will stay a distant fourth because I don't care about Star Wars, even when that land opens. I will want to check it out, but it's not going to be something that's going to draw me back to that place over and over again like it will many other people who are fanatics for Star Wars. But that's neither here nor there. That's a topic that has been discussed often on this podcast, and you know our feelings are well known on the Star Wars nonsense in that place just becoming the Star Wars park. And that's fine. That's what it is now. And that's what it will be. And it will draw big numbers and people will flock to it. The lines will be long. If you thought the lines for Pandora were long, wait till you see those Star Wars attractions open up. 7 hour waits easily, I can imagine. But I won't be waiting in that line. A few years after, when some of the hype dies down, I'll check it out. Maybe do some of the rides if there's fast passes for them. But I won't get most of it. That's the thing that bums me out. It's going to be so detailed. And I know they're going to do a good job with it. But all the stuff is going to go over my head. There's going to be, I won't know any of it. There's going to be a lot of Easter eggs in there for those real Star Wars nerds that know oh, what those little things mean and why this little piece of writing is on the sidewalk. And that's just going to mean nothing to me. It's just going to look like a, you know, a sci-fi landscape, I guess is the best word. And it'll probably look really nice and I'll probably enjoy going through it, but I'm not going to be able to appreciate it like I would if I'm a big fan. I guess that's why the old school stuff for Disney, when it didn't, everything didn't revolve around an intellectual property, was so nice. Like Tomorrowland and the Harambe area in Animal Kingdom. If you think of lands that are really just spectacular at Disney World, you think of Tomorrowland. You can go in there, you don't need to know about a specific movie. You just go in and you get the theming and it makes sense. It all works together. And same thing with Harambe. It's not about Lion King. It's not like there's little Easter eggs to Lion King there. It's about what an African village would look like. And you can appreciate all the little things and all the details that go into it because it brings you into the story that they've created. Whereas Pandora and Star Wars Land and places like that, you have to know the story to get the stuff. Maybe not to just appreciate it, but to really get all the things that they're referencing, you already have to know the story. You need to do your homework. Where those other lands that I love so much at Walt Disney World, they did the homework for you. They're the ones creating the world, and they're teaching you about it, where you've had to learn about the world, and they're just using your knowledge to make it a better place. I don't know. It's hard to describe. I think you understand what I'm saying. Maybe not. That's it. I don't know. I have nothing else to add. I'm excited about my trip. Very much looking forward to it. A lot of food, a lot of drinking, a lot of fun at Disney. We'll be getting a lot of social media going down. We'll do some audio recording, video recording, try to boost up that stuff. We'll get some live episodes going on while we're there. All sorts of good stuff. Content, content, content. And we'll be having a lot of fun as well. So that's it. You know where to find us. Search everywhere, Por Favor Podcast, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, iTunes, all those places. Just search for Por Favor Podcast will be the first thing that pops up, probably the only thing that pops up. And that's good because that's how we like it. So find us, subscribe, like, tweet, anything. You know how to contact us. Our email is info@porfavorpodcast.com. My email is gary@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email Mike@porfavorpodcast.com, and his Twitter is @porfavormike. I think that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 185 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejado de las Podcast. For my daughter, Yergina, at the beginning, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
A great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. The start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
There's a great big
beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end.
end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow,
and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.